Hello, you word nerds. Thank you for listening to me yammer on about all this stuff in this big-ass book. Ooh, sorry. Big book. First word for this episode is aside. A-S-I-D-E. This is the first form of three. It is an adverb from the 14th century. One, to, or toward the side, as in stepped aside. Because otherwise he was going to get hit by a bus. Or she. Or it. Number two, away from others or into privacy, as in pulled him aside. Three, out of the way, especially for future use. Synonym is away, as in putting aside savings. Number four, away from one's thought or consideration, as in jesting aside. Now we have the second form of aside. It is a preposition from 1592, and it is obsolete. And it means, or the synonyms are beyond and past. Now we have the third form of aside. It is a noun from circa 1751. One, an utterance meant to be inaudible to someone, especially an actor's speech heard by the audience, but supposedly not by other characters. You could also say that that would be something kind of in parentheses, although for stage acting, it's not quite the same. But that reminds me of a very funny joke from Stephen Wright, or it was funny to me. He said, well, he had a very low monotone voice, so I'll see if I can repeat it. Sometimes you can't hear me. That's because sometimes I'm in parentheses. All right, now we are going to do the number two definition for aside, the third form, a strain from the theme. Synonym is digression. Next, we have a phrase. It is aside from. It is a preposition from 1818. One, in addition to. Synonym is besides. Number two, we have the synonym except for. And now we have as if. That is our next phrase. It is a conjunction from the 13th century. I feel like I should say it like, as if. I don't know, that probably came out really bad and maybe even derogatory in some way, but I did not mean it that way. Apologies. I was honestly trying to do more of like a Valley Girl kind of thing, and it just didn't come out that way. I'm so sorry. Okay, one. As it would be if. As it would be if. As in, it was as if he had lost his last friend. Obviously, the way I said it does not fit with this definition. Number two, as one would do if, as in, he ran as if ghosts were chasing him. And number three, the synonym is that, as in, it seemed as if the day would never end. And now I'm feeling incredibly self-conscious about the way that I said that before, but I'm not doing any editing, remember? So that's just all staying in. And if things get really bad, I may have to start doing editing. All right, next we have the word asinine, A-S-I-N-I-N-E. This podcast is asinine. This is an adjective from the 15th century. One, extremely or utterly foolish, as in an asinine excuse. Number two, of, relating to, or resembling an ass. Synonym is the word simple. Asininely is an adverb, and asininity is a word that I never heard of, and it is a noun. Maybe I can start using that somehow. Let's see, this is from Latin asininus, which is from asinus, which means ass. Next we have ask, A-S-K. Ooh, this is going to be the last word for the episode because we have a lot of definitions and a lot of synonym information. This is a verb from before the... oh boy, I got a little tickle in my throat and it just sort of took over. All right, this is a verb from before the 12th century. Maybe I should keep some water close at hand. This, we're going to start with the transitive definitions. 1a, to call on for an answer, as in, she asked him about his trip. 1b, to put a question about, as in, asking her whereabouts. 1c, we have the synonyms speak and utter, U-T-T-E-R, as in, ask a question. 2a, to make a request of, as in she asked her teacher for help. To be, to make a request for. Did I? No. It's similar to the last one, but different. As in, she asked help from her teacher. Very similar. Number three, to call for. Synonym is require. As in, a challenge that will ask much of us. Number four, to set as a price. As in, asked $3,000 for the car. Well, unless it's used, that's pretty cheap. And number five, the synonym is invite. Now we have a few intransitive definitions. Number one, to seek information. Two, to make a request, as in asked for food. Number three, we have the synonym look, and that is often used in the phrase ask for trouble. Asker is a noun. So here we have more synonym stuff to say, and I'm going to say it to you right now. Ask, question, interrogate, query, inquire mean to address a person in order to gain information. Ask implies no more than the putting of a question, as in ask for directions. Question usually suggests the asking of a series of questions, as in question them about every detail of the trip. Interrogate suggests formal or official systematic questioning, as in the prosecutor interrogated the witness all day. Query implies a desire for authoritative information or confirmation, as in queried a librarian about the book. Inquire implies a searching for facts or for truth, often specifically by asking questions, as in began to inquire of friends and teachers what career she should pursue. And we actually have a second set of synonym information, which I don't think I have seen before. But again, we are only on page 72 of something many high thousands. Okay, synonym section number two for the word ask. Ask, request, solicit mean to seek to obtain by making one's wants known. Ask implies no more than the statement of the desire, as in ask a favor of a friend. Request implies greater formality and courtesy, as in requests the pleasure of your company. Solicit suggests a calling attention to one's wants or desires by public announcement or advertisement, as in a letter soliciting information. So, we didn't have a lot of words in this one. I kind of want to pick asinine as the word of the episode because I am in complete control of this podcast, so I can do whatever I want. That is it. Oh, and also, none of these I don't think are really great for Instagram, so I might steal one or two from the previous episode or the next episode. No, that would be weird. Okay, thank you for listening. That is all I gotta say. Until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.